USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
The Democratic-controlled House is making another effort to get a hold of President Trump's taxes. The Ways and Means Committee issued a subpoena on Friday for 6 years of his returns. On CNN, Congressman Lloyd Doggett says the committee is entitled to see anyone's returns.
We want to know whether this audit function is working, because we know that under President Nixon it did not work, and that while the IRS praised the president at that time, that it turned out he owed hundreds of thousands of dollars in additional taxes.
While delivering the commencement address at Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia, Vice President Mike Pence said the last few months we've seen unspeakable attacks on people of faith.
Jewish synagogues in Pennsylvania and California, on mosques in New Zealand, Christian churches in Sri Lanka. No one should ever fear for their safety in a place of worship, and these attacks on people of faith must stop.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume. You're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
A tug pushing two barges collided with a 755-foot oil tanker in the Houston Ship Channel, capsizing one barge, damaging the other one, and leaking thousands of barrels of gasoline blending stock. Coast Guard Captain Kevin Odit.
The barges were carrying reformate, which is gasoline blend stock. They had 25,000 barrels in each. One of the barges was damaged and has released some of its product, and the second barge was capsized and is turned upside down.
No injuries were reported. The middle part of the country getting more rain today as several parts of the U.S. dealing with already swollen and flooding rivers. And National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Orovic says,
Eastern Texas, along the border with Louisiana and along the Gulf Coast, more heavy rain. Thunderstorms are forming right now across parts of those regions.
It's been raining cats and dogs, but an alligator was found in northeast Arkansas, 90 miles from the Mississippi River along a tributary, apparently displaced out of the river system because of all the rain. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The United States is deploying a carrier strike group and a bomber task force to the U.S. Central Command region in the Middle East in response to troubling warnings from Iran. Republican Congressman Ted Yoho tells CNN,
"You've got to understand why we're sending the warship there. It's because of the threats that Iran has made and that we have. And I think it's a different strategy that hasn't been used before, and I commend President Trump on doing it."
Kendra Castillo is being called a hero for tackling a gunman at his Denver High School last week and being shot and killed as a result. Looking back, his father, John Castillo, tells CNN's Chris Cuomo about life without 18-year-old Kendrick.
I'm not going to lie to you. I wake up in the morning and I sob and I cry and I can't believe that this event has taken place. It's like life has literally stopped. I mean, our purpose has gone away.
The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission has issued a recall notice for a brand of marine coolers due to concerns of entrapment and suffocation. More from John Clements.
The coolers are made by Igloo and feature a stainless steel latch that can automatically lock when the lid is closed that could allow a small child to become trapped, posing a hazard that could lead to suffocation. An estimated 60,000 of these coolers were manufactured by Igloo Products of Katy, Texas for boats and marine environments and were sold from 2015 through March of this year. Consumers should put these coolers out of the reach of children and contact the manufacturer.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.